Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesday's in The Feed. We talk to our friend Nick Johnston, writer and editor at Vinyland.com. He writes all about TV and movies and streaming, and we like to let you know what you should be checking out this week. So what do we got, Nick?
Absolutely, Kevin. It's a pretty busy but good week, I think, for all you people out there who need movies and streaming. And hold on, wait a second. What's that? It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a whole bunch of comic book things hitting streaming services and theaters this week. And we'll start with the indie scene, shall we? Coming out on Friday on Amazon Prime Video is a adaptation, it's a miniseries of this wonderful comic book called Paper Girls, which was written by a guy named Brian K. Vaughan, who wrote the bestseller Why the Last Man and Saga. And it tells a story about these a band of paper girls in their small town in 1988, who get involved in all sorts of messy, crazy time travel shenanigans, meet future versions of themselves, go into the far-flung future and back in time and all that business. And it's a really moving story, and I'm really hoping they nail the transition to television, because it's a perfect, perfect for adaptation, I'll say that.
Yeah, that sounds neat.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time. If you like the 80s, if you like your Stranger Things and you like it sad, but you also like it fun, I highly recommend that. And it'll come out on Friday on Amazon Prime Video.
Perfect.
All right. Coming up next is another series, this time a little bit more ribald and silly than the previous entry. It's a cartoon. The last two of these are going to be cartoons that are both based off of DC properties for whatever reason. But Harley Quinn is returning for its third season. And that'll hit on HBO Max, and that is apparently one of the gems of the streaming animated world right now. Apparently it's very, very, very funny. You don't really need me to explain it to you in terms of who Harley Quinn is, Joker's ex-girlfriend and heroine in her own right, going on wildly meta adventures with friends, pals, all that business, and you can bet there's going to be a whole bunch of ridiculous cameos in this one.
Right.
If you really liked the Animaniacs back in the 90s, this is a pretty good show for you.
Nice. Also a very popular Halloween costume.
Oh, exactly. Trust me, Comic-Cons are practically filled with them. I wonder if it's one of those, like, get in half off if you dress as Harley Quinn sort of thing.
Right.
But there, yeah. So Harley Quinn Season 3 debuts tomorrow on HBO Max. And yeah, I think it's going to be pretty fun. And it's, you got to wonder who's going to be, like, if they're going to finally get Marvel people to cameo on there one day. Just actors, I mean, making fun of their roles in other films. Because, you know, hey, that's life.
Right.
And, apparently it's a good skewering ground for all that stuff. And finally, we've got our big cinematic release of the week, which is light and fluffy and fuzzy, I should say, compared to Nope, which scared the bejesus out of everyone last weekend. And that is DC's Legion of Super Pets, which is a cartoon starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Crypto the Super Dog and Kevin Hart as Ace the Bat Hound as they go on adventures. Basically, it's the superhero version of The Secret Life of Pets. This time, just, you know, so you can smell what The Rock is cooking as well.
That sounds fun if you have kids to bring them to see that one. And I'm sure it's going to sell a million toys over the years, too.
Oh, absolutely. No, it looks cute. It seems like a good family outing. And, you know, you're going to definitely need it this weekend and all around the country because, boy, it is hot.
Right. You're going to get that AC from the movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe sit down, drink an icy, and try not to get abducted by aliens again like last weekend.
Right. So, well, I'm ready to put on my superhero cape. These all sound awesome.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll see you in the skies. We can team up and, I don't know, fight giant microphones in the sky or something.
Right. I'll be the first radio superhero. I like it.
Wow, absolutely.
All right, Nick Johnston, you can check him out. You can read his stuff at Vinyland.com. He's the TV film writer there. Thank you so much, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you next week, Kevin.